This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are kicking off the week with some porter from Off Color Brewing as we dive into some more Bourbon County hunting and a few other events we made it to this past week. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, he's got a cork popped out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're doing a special Monday recording of this, but you as the listener probably don't know that because it doesn't matter when you listen to it.
And we're totally off our shit. I cracked a glass trying to open this bottle.
Yeah, we were opening a bottle and
Brad shattered the lamp that lights up the place.
I know, we were in a mess. Mondays, we should not be doing this on Monday.
Need to reevaluate the whole Monday thing, man. I'm like, where are my notes? I'm looking for my notes. I tore my whole bag up and my notes are right in front of me.
We're a mess, yeah. But we've got beer. We've got beer to talk about. So let's get into it. If you're new to Chicago Beer Pass, what we do here is we talk about the beer we're drinking, talk about the beer we did drink, and talk about the beers we're going to drink. So kicking things off with the right here, right now, we got a new one from Off Color, the Known Gnome.
We gravitate towards these guys, man. This is an old-timey porter. Oh, it's brewed with bark and roots, so 6.7%.
Well, I end up getting a lot of them because Miskas carries them, so whoever distributor that Off Color is on, they are probably like...
Probably Windy City, probably.
Yeah, a main distributor for...
Oh, for that.
For that place, store. Yeah.
Yeah. This has quassia bark and licorice root.
Okay. It's pretty good. It smells like your typical porter with that roasted, warm feeling. Like a little bit of root beer-ness to it, too.
Yeah. But this is their take on a winter ale, like a seasonal ale, I'm guessing. Yeah. Right on.
I like it. I like a lot of their beers end up being a little lighter and maybe just more summery and refreshing. So this one coming in at 6.7% is also a pretty big beer for them. Like most of their beers are around like 4 or 3%.
And our guy, the Grain Mouse here, he's got the gnome hat on.
He does have a name.
Oh yeah, what is his name?
I saw a tweet or an Instagram video where they're like, such and such is on hitting the slopes again, and I forgot. I was like, oh my god, he has a name. The mouse has a name. I'm going to say it's Fred, but it's not Fred.
Come on. It can't be Fred, man. There's nothing wrong with people named Fred. So I'm just saying.
So we're going to continue to sip on this. We may avoid the bottle that broke. I've never seen that happen before. Have you had that happen?
Never.
So
Probably.
Probably, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe just a weird hit it at the right angle, apparently. All right. So we'll keep drinking these. Then this week. Bourbon County, we were talking about it last week. It was Black Friday.
Yeah.
You went on and got some. I ended up finding and picking up a bottle of Northwood.
Right on.
I did dig that one maybe the most out of all of them.
Yeah, that was your favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I picked up a bottle there.
Founders, CBS, came out this week. Really one of the first whales of like this modern era of beer, right? I think CBS is one of the first really big freak out whale releases.
Yeah,
is that fair to say?
I think so. I might have someone coming on with us next week who went to the release, went up there and did that because neither one of us went.
No, up in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, and us recording here on Monday, I just didn't have time to like hit them up and work it all out, so schedules are changing. So maybe next week we'll dive into some of the CBS, what happened there and the release there. But yeah,
I actually think they were boosted a lot by the fact that, you know, Whole Foods had their Black Friday release the same day. And I wonder if that impacted their sales. Because if you were in line at, you know, 7 a.m. or whatever at Whole Foods, a lot of those stores were letting you buy CBS along with your Bourbon County.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's just a bonus. Like, why wouldn't you be in line then, right?
Right.
If you were looking for either one of those.
Yeah.
So we're going to... Did you pick up any other Bourbon County then?
I might have picked up a few bottles. Kind of embarrassed, but you know, like sharing the grief and excitement about picking up bottles with other people.
Yeah.
Where you like, you know, you see someone in line and you share your dollar amount of how much you're in, and then you hear that theirs isn't far off.
Okay.
And you know, there's some camaraderie there.
So you feel better that
you don't feel like a full-on fucking drug addict.
Like,
you know,
you spent X number of $100 on, and you're like, oh, you too? Yeah, all right, we're the same.
Yeah, or like, you know,
as you both stand there at 2 a.m. waiting for the store to open.
Exactly, right? Or, you know, like I went to 18th Street on Sunday, and, you know, I'm talking to the guy behind the bar, and he's like, man, I tell you, because he was like 300 in the hole, you know? I mean, I think it's one of those things where we all share it, but we don't really talk about it. And if we talk about it with the people that you know, you'll feel better about it.
Right.
I know I did, so.
Okay.
Oh, but yeah, you know where I went that was super cool was Puerto Rico Liquors. So it's, I guess that's Westtown-ish. I'm not sure where this is, but basically like Augusta near Western.
Okay.
Right? There's a like a little hole-in-the-wall liquor store, and it's kind of nondescript, but you go in, and it's a full-on craft liquor store, and they're selling everything, like everything you can name. And I'm like, what's going on here? So, I wait for 2 hours, and, you know, they're playing their music loud. It turns into a bottle share. If you buy the BCS Reserve,
yeah,
they're like, you cannot buy a BCS Reserve unless you take a shot of Knob Creek when you buy it. I'm like, I love this place.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of cool.
You know, they got the big Puerto Rican flag. They got Cubs stuff everywhere. And it's a full-on party. It's probably one of the most fun bottle releases I've been to. So
that's pretty cool.
I did that on Friday. So cheers to those guys, man. Puerto Rico Liquors.
Puerto Rican Liquors.
Puerto Rico Food and Liquors. I feel bad because some of the locals are just in there to get, like, homemade salsa and, like, Heineken.
And you're in there doing shots. And like,
we're acting bad in this store. It was great. And it's like really small, like, you know, old school store. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
That's cool. I did that Northwind or Northwood, and then I also went up to the Bra House.
Right on.
This week. They're closing.
Wait, what's the Bra House,
Bra House in Lincoln Square. German beer hall place. Right. So yeah, they usually have music playing. You can get liters of beer. You can get boots, sausages, things like that. But they're closing. The couple's like 80 years old, so they're kind of just done. They're cashing out.
Yeah.
But had to hit it up one more time. It's definitely a fun place. If anyone's listening, can make it there before they close.
Now that's not the place they do the where Raj from Half Acre got married. That 4-level. Party space, and one of the levels is like a gun store. It's not that place.
No,
right?
It's not that place. No,
all right. Not a gun store, a gun range. One of the levels on this party space is like a gun range.
Yeah, no, this is This is a restaurant.
Okay, sorry. Never mind.
So went there, ended up drinking a boot of beer, 2 liters.
There you go.
You got to do.
Oh shit.
It's closing. Drinking that boot of Bitburger.
Man, there's not too many places like that, right?
No, yeah.
Like just true to form, authentic, genuine German restaurants.
So that was cool. Not that exciting in like the craft beer space, but drinking.
Thing. What's the boot beer of choice? What are they filling out? What's the house beer? Like
you can get any of it. You can get Spaten. I went Bitburger, but right you on. Could get. I forget all the options that they had. They'll put anything in there. They don't care at all.
Whatever you want, buddy.
Yeah, whatever you need. You need Dragon's Melt in there. No, but yeah, it's. It is a lot of beer to drink, so did that though, and so that was pretty fun. That was the only beer release event thing that I made it to.
I'm trying to think of what else I did, man. 18th Street released this Trub Wizard. We got to a point where we were drinking stouts for like three or four days in a row,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, man, let's get some haze in our life, okay. man. So we saw it posted and we went over there. Aurora B Company, McKellar, San Diego, and 18th Street.
Oh, cool.
So it's, DDHDIPA for those keeping score.
DD.
Double dry hopped, double India Pale Ale.
That's ridiculous.
With honey.
With honey.
With honey.
It's a WH. With a
little DDHDIPA WH. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Still fun though, man.
It was good.
I like it. You know, honestly, I think. I like the mimosa style, the straight up juicy style haze. This, whatever hops they use, I forget which ones, but they were more of like that you know, like kind of dill and lemongrass kind of. And I don't really like, I personally don't like that in my haze. I just want straight juice.
Okay.
You know, so it was good, but I think they had one called Chasing Paper. The 18th Street Boys did. That's still my favorite.
Oh, cool.
This was close. It wasn't as good as Chasing Paper to me. So.
Hmm. Yeah. Nice. All right. And you went out to
the Yeah, I went out to Hammond.
Hammond, okay.
Yeah, so we're talking, you know, just west. I would say maybe like maybe like 5 miles in once you're in Indiana. Maybe okay. like 5 miles from the border or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty easy drive and, you know.
Yeah, basically 159th. If you're on 159th off the 94 and head east for 4 miles, you're right there.
Oh, cool.
So okay. It's not far. It's basically like South Suburban Chicago.
Yeah. And it's a nice little, I guess, strip of the town right there that they're in. So.
They're like in downtown Hammond.
Yeah.
For whatever it's worth, yeah.
So it's nice, like small town kind of vibe.
Yeah, like the city hall's right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff.
You know, probably the hardware
you
store.
Know, you know, like the high school and, yeah. you know, yeah, that kind of stuff. Main Street, you know, Main Street, USA.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else then? We're like so off our game today, I feel like. It's Monday business. Anything else you made to this?
Manic Monday. I feel like that's all I did, man.
All right. Well,
I feel like that's all I did.
Yeah, we did mention last week, like the events throughout December kind of get lighter. Like after Black Friday, after FOBAB, Black Friday events, they start to slow down and it's just about like you just hanging out with friends, drinking, going either.
You know,
to a release or picking up the Christmas tree. Yeah, putting up the tree, you know? Holidays, all that good stuff, yeah.
Right on, yeah. Yeah, so I guess it was kind of a slow week.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else that released or, yeah, we're getting
Is that Slack? You know, I changed my Slack and now it says hummus. There's an option where it says
hummus. It just says hummus.
It doesn't knock. It doesn't do the woodpecker knock. It just says hummus.
Hummus.
It's funny.
Yeah, so it's really good. You probably just get hungry.
It's just hummus all day. It's great.
You take a shot of it, be like cheers or like a beer opening every time.
I want to change it. I'd rather a beer open. I mean, I don't even like hummus, but it does sound funny.
So there's a hummus like you in there. You can
It's in the app. It's default.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you didn't like go in and change it to hummus.
There's some other stupid ones, but the coolest one was hummus.
All right.
We are a little off today. All right.
What's coming up this week then? As I mentioned, it's slow, but what do we have on the calendar?
Yes. I think the big thing is, you know, repeal day is coming up. So we all know December 5th, 1933 is the day that Prohibition got repealed. I think of all the amendments to the Constitution, this is the only one that got repealed.
Right.
The one that said, hey, you know, you can't drink booze.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of parties centered around that. Out in Plainfield, Nevins, they're throwing a Prohibition-style open bar firkin tapping.
Okay. What day is the December 5th?
This is a Tuesday.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Tomorrow. So for repeal day. So, and they're actually changing their name. So I don't know much about Nevins as a brand. I just know that they're out west in Plainfield.
Yeah.
But they're changing their name from Nevins to Midnight Pig.
Okay.
So there's that.
Why do that? I wonder, maybe the Nevins name, is it working out? I know there's a lot of people that, people that like it, there's people that don't like it. I think it's like, we've talked about Finch before.
Yes.
It's like, why didn't you guys change your name?
Yeah.
So maybe Nevins is feeling that a little bit.
They're the, so Mr. or Mrs. Nevin is getting out of the game, perhaps, and the new owners are like, all right, Midnight Pig.
Yeah.
Right. And I hope I didn't. I read that flyer multiple times and it really, I'm like, maybe that's the name of this party or is Midnight Pig the name of the new space? And I feel like it's the name of the new space.
OK.
Yeah. So that's happening out on December 5th tomorrow. So,
OK.
Yeah. December 7th. Remember the talk about the Double Daisy Cutter collaboration with Oxbow Farmhouse?
Yeah.
Brewing. So they've got that on tap. It's called the Double Daisy Farmer. Oddly enough, that's from 5 to 11. That's this week.
So that's Thursday.
Yeah, that's Thursday.
They have it on tap at the Half Acre Tap Room.
Yes. So I'm curious about that.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty interesting.
And then is this supposed to be in bottles too?
Let's see. All I see is it's going to be on tap. Okay. This is at Balmoral.
Oh.
And there's going to be a lobster roll special too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so you can pre-order a lobster roll and 5 ounces of the Double Daisy Farmer for $19.
So 5 to 11 p.m.
Yeah. They don't say much about bottles, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there was supposed to be a bottle release or it was coming out, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe that was a different beer that they were working on.
So Oxbow's up in Maine, and it sounds like they it's a stainless aged dry hop farmhouse ale, and they inoculated it with some Brett.
Okay.
Oh, is they prior to bottle conditioning with Brett? So it sounds like some of these they had to be bottled then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Very cool. Okay, so check that out. Definitely, always dig a lobster roll, and Oxbow is making some fantastic beer. Like I don't think a lot of people in Chicago have had a chance to try their beer, so. No. It's really good.
No. Big Hugs was this weekend. Did you know anybody that made it over to Big Hugs?
No, I didn't. I know Half Acre is closed on Mondays because we're recording now. I may try to go Tuesday to see if I can pick up any leftover cans to see if there's anything like.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sometimes there's stragglers. Sometimes they don't sell out because I think they made more this year. Buddy works here at Loose Keys. Ethan, he mentioned he saw a tweet. Someone's like, oh, yeah, went at 8 o'clock on Sunday, and the coolers were still full of Big Hugs, like regular Big Hugs. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Right on. On Friday this week, Local Options back at it. This is their no BS tapping. So they're tapping.
No Bourbon County tapping.
They're tapping. They're tapping. That's BC. No BCBS. So it looks like they're tapping. Canadian Breakfast Stout from Founders, Black Ops from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah.
And the full 2017 Goose Island Bourbon County lineup.
Oh, so it is, it's no BS is just like the name
of it. It's just
the
name of the party.
It's full of BS.
It's full of BS. Yeah. This is a noon start. That's typical for them, right?
Yeah.
Like, and Local Option, I might make my way over to that.
Cool, yeah. You need more Bourbon County in your life, you've spent, who knows? We don't want to say. You can ask him off.
This is a plea for help, I think.
So you're chasing more. You could probably just message any of our friends over at Goose Island and ask for a little taste.
BCS? Sorry. I'm like, why are you scratching your forearms, man? I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, it's bordering on an unhealthy relationship with this beer, and I'm trying to figure out why. And I was, you know, I was looking back and like, yeah, I think the first couple stories on the website were about BCS, and then, and then Phobab, and I don't know, I can't put my finger on why, but yeah, I need to chill with this shit.
Do you? I guess this is an intervention. Do you like it enough that, like, that's why? Like, do you like? Is it that enjoyable?
I enjoy, you know, because we were in line, you know, like 3-4 in the morning, and you're talking to the guy in front of you who's been there since 2, and you run the gamut of every human emotion possible.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck you, only one variant per person. Or, oh, wait, CBS is there too. And, oh, we actually get 3 variants. And, you know, the joy, the thrill of the hunt, the joy of the score, you know.
And then the regret after you spent the money.
And then the regret. But then, you know, then the excitement when you open it. When you open them, everything.
And then the sadness when you kept it for too long and you're like,
see?
That
every single emotion. You're like, yeah, I don't know, man. It makes the cold months fun.
So okay.
Maybe that's it.
But you do enjoy the taste and
I do. Yeah. I mean, I cracked open a Northwoods this weekend.
Okay.
Very enjoyable.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely more enjoyable than the Well, CBS is getting people are beating up CBS this year.
Why?
I don't mean because I think compared to what the newer generation is doing, we talked about it being like this OG whale, and compared to what the newer generation is doing, you know, you're not gonna out hop guys like Pipeworks, and in this case, you know, if a crew like Microphone or you know has something from like Epic Brewing, their double barrel Batista with maple, or you know, or Funky Buddha, and they've got some maple thing, like this beer isn't gonna taste like what these newer brewers are doing, because they are full on with flavor, and this is more of a boozy balance kind of thing.
Okay. You know?
So it's a different interpretation. It says that it's sat in maple barrels, and people are like, well, I guess there's maple in here. You know what I mean?
Jeez, right. A bunch of haters.
So
yikes.
You know, but I think what they're saying is I don't think it's a bad beer. I actually think it's good, but I think in comparison to what some of these new guys are doing, it is not nearly, you know, bourbon-y or maple-y enough for to keep up with the new guys. So
okay.
That's all.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. So you got that local option. What else this week?
Yeah. I think
Nick will be there because he can't get enough. But yeah.
With tears in my eyes, ordering at 11:50 in the morning, I'll be there. Oh, there's a vertical of black. Is it black from Deschutes? Is it black?
Black Butte.
Is it Black Butte?
Black Butte.
They got a Black Butte birthday ale series.
Oh.
So they're doing a 5-year vertical at Howls and Hood.
What's the birthdays? It's just.
How's it different? You know, yeah. I'm looking. I'm
or is
looking.
It Howls and Hood's birthday?
No, it's the Deschutes anniversary ale is called the Black Butte birthday.
Okay.
So, right. So I guess it's different because Black Butte's just their porter, right?
Yeah, but they don't do Black. Do they do Black Butte every year, or is it every other year? I know we had someone from Portland. We had Maggie in the Periscope feed right of on, this, and right she on. Was she would know. But I feel like it's every other year is Black Butte. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they do it every year. Yeah, or there's like a special edition Black Butte.
That's what this is. They're calling this the Black Butte birthday ale.
Okay.
So it's different. I think it's their annual, you know, birthday beer.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking Descent. Maybe that one happens every 5 years.
It's a good question. I don't really go too deep. I do like some of their IPAs, mm-hmm. but I don't really drink a lot of Deschutes for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the problems with drinking in general. You forget some of these beers quite easily, and you're like, oh, does that beer come out every year, every 5 years, or every 2 years? I don't know. I just drink it when it's available.
So I caught it because it was at one of our favorite places, Howls and Hood, which is closing soon.
Right.
Because they're getting the boot because the Tribune Tower got sold.
Right.
And that's at the base of Tribune, and it's turning into condos or some madness. For the first time in like 90 years, the Tribune, Chicago Tribune, won't be in Tribune Tower.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm gonna pour some more of this fucking.
You should not. Gnome. They should not be condos there because that's all shopping, and if you live there, you're a fool.
Right. But then
right next to the Apple Store, that's right there too.
The new Apple Store in Pioneer Court.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. So you could get over there, try this new Deschutes Anniversary Black Butte Porter.
Yeah.
What should we get? When's Howls and Hood's close then? Like, we've been talking about.
Right.
This is turning into a Goose Island Clybourne incident.
We're closed forever. We're sorry. Oh, wait. Yeah, we figured it out. We got a new lease. We're back.
We have another year. This is the longest goodbye ever for Howls and Hood.
I mean, you know, when you're over that far east, and I do not recommend going that far east. I hate being over there. But they're a very good option when mm-hmm. you're over there. You know.
All right. Anything else then on the calendar or events people should be checking out?
And that's December 14th.
That's December 14th.
Black Butte Birthday Reserve is what they're calling that series.
Okay, so it is different.
Yeah. Yeah, so they the 25th year through the 29th year.
Cool.
Man, so you got that class 88 all coming up on 30 years then.
Yeah.
Good, you know, with Goose and Brooklyn and the Deschutes.
So we should see some
Great Lakes, all those guys.
Lakefront too is Lakefront probably. A year later, but yeah, we should see some good stuff from all of those this coming year in 2018. Because 30 years.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Wow, I just remembered the 25th and the 20th. Huh. Yikes.
That's what I wanted to ask Jerry Jankowski. What's up their sleeve for 30? I don't think he would have revealed anything, but
maybe not. Yeah. Another interview, another podcast. Yeah. Then, do we have any beer news before we get out of here?
You know, Brad, to go with the theme of us having an off day, you know, and breaking lamps and breaking beer bottles and tripping over the Christmas tree, we do not have any beer news today.
Okay. All right. So this is a little shorter of an episode. We end up, you know, we try to keep them around 30. Sometimes we run long.
Right on.
Sometimes, like this week, it's short.
But yeah, I did want to give a cheers to the good folks at Blackbird. They turned 20 this week.
Okay.
And on December 17th and 18th, they will have a Woodford Reserve Master's Collection dinner. So it'll be 5 courses. And, you know, that whole one-off hospitality group, you know, that's the Publican and Avec and Blackbird and Nico.
Right, okay.
And, so anyway, it's a 5-course dinner. It's $165. And they're going to debut a Woodford Reserve whiskey. It's the first one that's been aged in Chardonnay barrels. I mean, finished, cask finished in Chardonnay barrels.
Nice.
So
that sounds good.
But I like Woodford Reserve. I like Blackbird a lot too. So
yeah,
that's December 18th.
Cool. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. We'll have a full week next week because we'll, you know, we have an extra day now, so we gotta make it out. Gotta go to some things.
Right on.
Hopefully, we have a guest on next week to talk about CBS and kind
of
see what that experience was. I'll work that out for next week.
Cool.
But Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not recording here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And look for him over at Local Option, drinking some bourbon comedy. You know. Talk to this guy about this.
I think I need help.
You follow me on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And yeah, like I said, we'll be back next week. Take care.
Cheers.